With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. You know guitarist Josh Klinghoffer. He used to be with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And if you don't know that, you're like, what? Yeah, he used to be with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, recently got let go, and recorded a podcast with Marc Maron just days after he'd been told, Josh, look, we're not going to need you to play guitar anymore.
I feel like if you're a guitarist of the Chili Peppers, it's just a matter of time where you're going to be asked to leave the band so that they can bring back John Frusciante, right?
Yeah, is that really pretty much what you got to expect?
Yes, absolutely. Because Frusciante's incredible, but he's out there. I mean, he's had some issues in his past with drugs and some other stuff as well. And sometimes he just doesn't feel like being in a rock band anymore, and he quits the Chili Peppers, and they're like, okay. And they move on. They find somebody else. They've gone through several different guitarists, from Dave Navarro to Klinghoffer to other guys as well that have been very talented. But it always goes back to bringing back Frusciante, because he's just on another level, and he's perfect with the band.
And here's John telling Mark, Josh, right? Here's yeah. Josh telling Mark how he got the news.
How did they tell you? Did they all sit down with you?
Yeah, it was really sweet. I rode my bike over because Flea's living really close to me at the moment. Yeah, they just said, we'll get right to it. We've decided to ask John to come back to the band. And I just sort of sat there quiet for a second, and I said, I'm not surprised, you know. And I guess the only thing I could think to say was, I wish I could have done something with you guys musically or creatively that would have made this an absolute impossibility. But then again, that's next to impossible.
And it's because of what you say that Frusciante is just on that other level. That you know, if you get a chance to have him, why wouldn't you have him?
Right. It's just, he's always going to be a Red Hot Chili Pepper. And I think anyone who fills in for Frusciante, and it really is, it's just like, okay, I guess he's taking a pause. I'll play guitar until he comes back. Because Klinghoffer's a really good guitarist. I like what he was doing with the Chili Peppers, and he's such an unassuming, nice guy. You could hear it even in this interview. I remember when I got to interview the drummer, Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Chad Smith.
Yeah.
close.
Oh, yeah, Will Ferrell. I forgot he was in the band for a while, too.
And, you know, everyone's in their own little thing, being rock stars and hiding out and whatever it may be. Klinghoffer's just backstage talking to everybody while his guitar is strapped on him, just kind of like warming up. But he was the nicest guy. I think he realized, like, he's in the coolest gig in the world. He gets to play guitar with the Chili Peppers.
And I wonder if you ever really feel like you're part of a band when you're in that situation.
But they call it like the Jason Newsted thing for Metallica. Like, he never felt like he was really in Metallica. And granted, there was different reasons with Cliff Burton passing away. But he always felt like the new guy. And I bet when you're a guitarist in the Chili Peppers, you're always going to feel like the new guy, unless you're John Frusciante.
Yeah, which, so then it makes you wonder, like, all right. I mean, you would imagine Josh, like you said, being as cool and as laid back as he is, he's still got to not hold any grudges, be on good terms with the band.
Flea and I had lunch a couple days after. You know, he said, this has never happened before. They've never made a member change, unless there was a tragedy or a really dark situation or something. Yeah, but, you know, everything is great.
Oh, all right.
He even says that. It's absolutely John Frusciante's place to be in the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Right. Yeah, I guess, you know, it's good while it lasted. I guess that kind of, you know, that's a good attitude to have. He's got a great attitude. I'd probably be much more bitter.
Yeah, 10 years he was with the band.
Damn, dude.
Two tours and a few albums that they put out. I mean, I got to imagine, though, like, he's going to be able to, like, you know, pay his bills and he's okay.
Yeah, exactly. It sounds like he's in a good mood, which means I think you're right, Steve. Had he got no money, You know, you know, maybe then it's like they pay me nothing. I'm out. I hate these people, but he probably get paid a little bit.
It's not, at least it's not like, you know, he's the original founding member of a band and they're being told that, no, you can't play drums with us when we go perform on the Grammys this weekend, like Joey Kramer.
Yeah.
Of Aerosmith.
That's a different story.
Well, apparently, I was just reading, the judge is on the side of Aerosmith, and they're like, yeah, you can't sue the band.
It's because of the fact that they went through this medical testing and he wasn't up to it. And that's what they're saying. They're saying he just wasn't medically able to play the way they needed him to.
And they never said he's out of the band. He's just not in the band until he can physically be in the band again.
And it's really fascinating that he doesn't get that. You know, everybody seems to get that but Joey. I mean, you can be upset, but he doesn't seem to get that.
Well, you got to imagine, I'd imagine the older you get, the less you want to believe that you're not capable of being able to do what you used to do.
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
I'm definitely not looking at you. You don't do anything physical.
Why is everybody...
Definitely not. It's not like you're like, hey, bro, I used to play football and I still can.
I just tweaked my back yesterday, so I have to... Uh-oh. I don't know if I can stand up for the whole
show.
Shocking.
Oh, boy.
Shocking. Yeah. Seriously. I mean, listen, man.
I'm guessing you did it by sneezing.
No, anybody can hurt themselves sneezing. That happens. Sneezing is very powerful force.
So it was less than that?
Yeah. Oh.
So this might hurt you in your board gaming endeavors this weekend?
No, I'm going to still trudge along. I'm just going to get other people to lift them for me.
You're going to just ace bandage it up like a wrestler?
Exactly.
So I'm still tough here. It out.
Yeah.
Yeah, the judge said, based on the evidence presented at the stage of proceedings, Kramer has not demonstrated a likelihood of proving that the defendant's conduct breaches the good faith and the fair dealing from the band.
Oh,
and he says he's extremely disappointed, but we respect the ruling.
All right. At least he seems to be coming to his senses and go, all right, I'm not going to cause any more trouble.
It's like the old guy, no, man, you can't keep driving. I can drive just fine. And then they drive into a garage door.
Yeah.
And they're like, maybe I can't drive anymore.
So you think that's it? Joey's just drumming into garage doors and he's like, we got to take you out of the band.
I don't know, man. I hope he comes back in the band. I love the dude and he's awesome on the drums.
Is it because he's playing the bongos on some, you know, fan's head and he doesn't realize it's not, and they're like, Joey, no, you can't be drumsticking the crowd.
Right, Joey, those aren't drumsticks that you're playing with. You're using a fork and a spoon.
I don't know what I'm doing anymore.
Joey, put the churro away.
Yeah. Joey, zip up your pants. That's not a drumstick.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
No, too soon?
You. Okay.
Sorry. Hey, that's something that, you know, sometimes, you know, old people run around pantsless. Hey, listen, I can't wait for the day I do it.
Find me the story of an old man running around pantless playing the drums with his dong.
Oh, man. All right. I will search the internets. Vicky, be careful how you actually enter that into Google.
Okay. I have a feeling there's a thumbnail for that.
There probably is.
Probably.
Probably is. We got a guy that was arrested for trying to hire a hitman to take out someone that criticized his business. Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks to Kia PR for giving us the Migs Report. It's a very special day. If you were thinking of doing something today, today is the day to do it, BJ.
Yeah.
Because it is National
Just Do It
Day.
Ooh.
That's right.
Make your dreams come true.
Make those dreams come true. And just do it.
Is this sponsored by Nike? No, actually.
Yes,
oh, okay.
You can.
No, it's
just
not.
Do it.
It's sponsored by Shia.
Shia. Yes.
Oh. I was asking for a cigarette. You said no. I said word.
Word.
Oh yeah, just do it. Yeah, word.
I'm from it, you dummy.
Oh. Oh, I see. I keep forgetting he's from it.
Just do it.
So, yeah, do it. And right. If you want to buy some Nikes today.
Okay.
And wear them.
And don't forget, I'm from it, Steve.
That's right. It's also National Peanut Butter Day.
Oh, no. Don't bring that up.
Why?
Mr. Peanut Dead.
That is on the couple days after his 104th last year on this earth. I don't know. He died.
Yeah, he died.
Yeah.
R.I. Peanut.
Trying to be a little bit more dramatic than I need to be.
Yeah, you are.
I can't believe that they are celebrating National Peanut Butter Day soon after him dying.
I guess you got to do something with broken peanuts.
How do you like your peanut butter?
Not sure how to answer that. In my mouth?
I like a Reese's PC, a peanut butter cup.
A Reese's PC?
Yeah, or a peanut butter cup.
All right.
I like it in my ice cream.
Fluffy Nutters are good.
Peanut butter ice cream.
You mean peanut butter in your ice cream?
Peanut butter ice cream.
Yeah, okay.
The flavor.
Oh,
is there really?
I thought you were taking peanut butter and throwing it on top in your ice cream and mixing it up that way.
Cold Stone, they'll mix it in. That's pretty dope.
Oh, that is dope.
Wow. But then, like, Menchie's has a peanut butter flavored ice cream, frozen yogurt.
Okay, listen, Menchie's is a good product, but if you're going to tell me you're going to take real peanut butter and throw it in real ice cream, I'm going to say Menchie's, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, that'll take a back seat.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with you on that. Let's talk about this guy, though. He's a little bit of trouble because, well, he's in Oklahoma and he owns a private zoo, and his name is Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic.
I don't know if you've seen this guy. He's got an awesome blonde mullet with a sweet handlebar mustache. He looks like Hulk Hogan's, like, little brother.
It looks like this is a movie that should be made. Joe Exotic and his private zoo.
Starring David Spade.
Yes.
Right. Well, he's just been sentenced to 22 years behind bars because, he hired a hitman to kill somebody who was criticizing his treatment of animals. Not just anybody. It was a woman that has an animal sanctuary in Florida, and she's been publicly criticizing him. She even sued him successfully for seven figures for copyright infringement.
Whoa.
So the two of them do not get along. And so, what does he do? He decides to try and find a hitman. But the hitman backed out back in 2017. He said, hey, it's someone who worked for him. I'll give you $3,000 to fly to Florida and kill her. That person said no. So then he tried to hire a hitman who turned out to be an FBI agent.
That's right.
This isn't the first time this guy's been in the news, though. This guy's a little out there. Apparently, he tried to run for governor in Oklahoma back in 2018. He put a bunch of videos on YouTube. He was a very popular video that was shown on John Oliver's show. I don't know if you remember this guy, but he decided to be upfront with, what he's about. So that way, when people are deciding on whether or not to vote for him, there's no skeletons in his closet. Here's a sample of what he used to talk about.
This is video message number one. Of 333 videos that I'm going to be putting up over the next 11 months. I ain't cutting my hair. I ain't changing the way I dress. Earrings are staying. So you're going to hear some colorful over the next 11 months. And if you don't like it, you know where the stop button is. Through my years, I've tried some drugs. I ain't got nothing to be ashamed of. Hell, I've done it all. I've had some of the kinkiest sex you can imagine. I've been to dirty stores, you name it.
Okay.
There you go. I'm shocked he didn't get the vote.
Yeah, that's really interesting that he didn't. But chances are, everything he's done, probably a lot of politicians have done as well.
If there was a nickname to have, I don't think you would want the nickname of the parking lot pooper, would you, BJ?
Are you sure? Because I think right now nobody has that nickname. I think I could actually...
Somebody has that nickname. They're in Massachusetts, though, and you're in neck of the woods.
Parking lot pooper.
They're in your age range. They're 51 years old.
There we go.
They do not share the same gender, though. This is a woman by the name of Andrea who is known as the parking lot pooper.
She goes out there in the parking lot and just poops.
Apparently, there's an outdoor store. They noticed on video camera. They're like, what the hell's going on? We keep seeing turds in our parking lot. They thought it was an animal. And then they realized, there's toilet paper.
Okay, well, this is toilet paper.
They're like, no animal's using toilet paper. I love how they had to deduct all this.
Hold on a second. My dog is pretty smart, but now he's never used this.
Yeah, surveillance footage. They spotted her, this woman by the name of Andrea. She is the parking lot pooper. The best part is they interviewed the owner of the store.
Okay.
And he goes, I'm so happy they arrested her. I have no idea who she is. This has been ongoing. She has defecated quite often over here. There's nothing more disgusting coming into your parking lot in the morning and seeing a pile of human excrement.
Yeah, he's right.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, we're used to seeing dog excrement. That's just, I mean, but when you realize it's human, it does just put you like, what the, who, why?
Now, her attorney says she's a pillar of the community and works full time.
Did
I don't
he
know
say
what
pillar
that
or poopa?
That's true. Yeah. The best part about all this, and we have to post this story on the BJ Mix page because it's her mugshot. It's the most appropriate mugshot for someone who's being called the parking lot pooper and putting on blast.
See, Andrea.
She's crying.
Oh! Oh, she looks like she's really got some gastrointestinal issues.
That could be.
Yeah. Oh, right. My God.
Oh. That's fantastic.
At 51 years old, sweetheart, this is your life. Yeah, pooping in parking lots.
Hey, someone brings up a very good point. A stall is a stall. I don't know if a parking lot stall is the same as a bathroom stall, but you know what? You yeah. should have been her attorney as opposed to she's a pillar of the community.
Yeah, she really is. I mean, she does so much for the community. She always gives back. I mean, look what she did in the lot.
Do we know where Sarah was recently? Was she happened to be maybe in Austin, Texas?
Why is that? What happened?
A woman was arrested because she was caught twerking naked on top of a car.
That was Sarah.
And then she spit on a police officer who told her to come down.
Ooh, I don't know if Sarah's ever really been mean to the police officers. That's right. The only reason I don't think it's her. But twerking naked in a parking lot on top of
that's
a car.
Good. There's not enough box wine out there to make you want to spit on a police officer. I appreciate that.
But, you know, the twerking on the car, naked, yeah. I really, if you told me Sarah did that, I would not be surprised.
I just love this story because apparently this woman and another woman were in a fight. So they're outside of somewhere. So people call the cops. The cops show up. And when the cops show up, she's on top of the car twerking.
See, that's how you do a fight. You have a twerk off.
Okay, a twerk off.
Yeah.
The officers then said, can you please get down? She's 31 years old.
All right.
Instead of getting down, well, she took off her pants and continued to twerk.
Oh, this is, you know what? This is a dream come true. You know, when I tell someone, hey, could you please come down? And they hear, I'm taking my pants off. All right.
I don't know what this is. Does anyone know Les Mis? Because someone texted, you guys aren't going to play that Les Mis clip.
Okay, first of all,
I don't know
if you can listen to this show anymore if you actually watch or care about Les Mis. It's Les Miserables.
I stopped at Les Mis because I can't pronounce it, nor do I want to.
Yeah.
I think it's because Hugh Jackman's in it and they want the song. I think they
Is that what that's from?
Yeah, Hugh Jackman. It's not from that what it's from, but Hugh Jackman is in Les Mis.
I would swim a sea of human excrement.
Oh, gotcha. Yes! All right, I take it back, Texter. You were just a little confused. Yeah, okay, we should have played that.
I tried seeing Les Mis. I fell asleep on it.
Oh, yeah.
Shocking,
it
right?
It really is. Yeah. It's Les Mis. You should Les Mis it.
I should, yes.
Hey.
I don't know if I'd ever want this to happen to me, nor do I want it to happen to one of my friends. There's a 42-year-old woman in Florida.
Yeah.
Apparently, she got mad at her husband and her 20-year-old son. So the way that she handled it, she got naked and started attacking both of them.
Oh, that's, if I'm the son, what's worse, being attacked or seeing your mom naked? I think actually I'd
both.
Go,
yeah,
mom,
why not
could you
both?
Put your clothes back on if you're going to beat me? Come on, don't be that. Don't abuse me that much.
Yeah, she hit her husband with a book, then hit her son when he tried to get out of the room. I bet he wanted to get out of the room. I don't want to see naked mom.
No.
Attacking us. They don't know why she got naked at the time, although they did say alcohol was involved.
Really?
Yeah, I think.
Wow. You know, you just don't hear too many of those stories where alcohol makes people do stupid things.
Hey, can we give a quick shout out to all the fans of the Seattle Dragons, our brand new XFL team?
Give
according to
shout.
Reports, the Seattle Dragons are currently the number one XFL team when it comes to season ticket sales.
Wow. Ooh,
so we're showing up.
Wow.
Support is there. Can't wait for us to breathe fire.
Honestly, we are turning out to be like the sports city. I mean, what we did with hockey in our season ticket sales,
yep.
You know, it's a no-brainer to bring us any kind of team to Seattle.
That's right. And the Dragons, they start the season off, unfortunately, on the road because it would be kind of cool to have the home opener be the day one thing. But they're in D.C. Taking on the Defenders on February 8th, which is like right after the Super Bowl, the week after. And then the following week, February 15th, you can see the Seattle Dragons take on the Tampa Bay Vipers. That's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait for that.
Yeah. Are we going to do like blue, like Dragon Fridays or blue-green or whatever color we want, or orange? We got to pick a color.
Yeah, we could do something.
Okay, good. Thanks, man.
Angry
glad
Dragon
asked.
Fridays?
Angry Dragon Fridays. There we go.
Yeah.
I think if we call them the Angry Dragons, you're really ruining us getting the chance to call our hockey team the Kraken.
That's okay? A very good point.
Let's wait till we get the Kraken before we start coming up with really these inappropriate names.
So Dragon
teams.
Fridays?
Yeah.
I just love Steve's Angry Dragon right there.
Ah!
That's an Angry Dragon.
It's kind of like a pterodactyl.
Yeah.
He's mad he hasn't hit puberty yet.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Hey, quick plug for myself. Tonight, you can come hang out with me. I'm going to be over at Evolve Fitness for 3-2-1 Battle. It's our big battle rumble.
Battle rumble.
One person will leave the ring with the battle medallion.
Oh, really? Oh, there's a medallion.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That
gives you the opportunity to cash it in for a title shot. So it's a big, giant battle rumble, kind of like the Royal Rumble with the WWE.
Nice.
Every few seconds, someone new goes into the ring to punch someone in the face.
Nice.
So that's tonight over at Evolve Fitness, starting at 9 o'clock. I'll be there. As far as weather, 51 degrees and rain. Thank you, Snoqualmie Casino, for giving us the Mix Report, and that's what's up.
All right, I've got this. I don't know what to make of this.
What happened?
A team of scientists say they were able to recreate the vocal tract of a 3,000-year-old Egyptian mummy's throat. I don't even know what this means. I don't know how they did what they did, but they have an audio clip. They say this is what this mummy would have sounded like, or I guess it was a human when it was alive. What this human would have sounded like when it was alive.
That's it?
That's it. That's what it,
really?
It's the that's a 3-year-old, that's a 3,000-year-old mummy. That's what it sounds like.
Why do you release that? Why don't you wait until you get at least a couple more vowels?
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like the turtle. Doesn't it sound like a turtle having a good time?
I mean...
Yeah, I think it's a mummy turtle.
Oh, hey. Sounds like my daughter, actually. That's what Tatum sounds like right now. See, she speaks better than a mummy.
I'm proud of her. I am so oblivious to... why this is a thing. I don't even know if is it. Maybe this is a big, major scientific, amazing breakthrough, but this is lost on me.
What? I'm all for them trying to figure out what mummies used to sound like. That's kind of interesting because I'm like sold. I'm interested. I want to know what a mummy used to sound like. That to me is kind of cool, but I would wait until at least I get a few more sounds down.
I'm sorry, but a mummy doesn't sound like anything. It's dead. I mean, it was just a human being that was wrapped up and then buried a certain way. You know what I mean?
Sounds like a millennial mummy just going, meh.
Am I missing something?
I don't think so.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Wow. I mean, really, the parrot that sounds like Matthew McConaughey is, to me, much more impressive than the
stupid... Well, it's also alive.
Yeah, but it's a parrot, at least. You know, see, that, to me, is awesome. Somebody is going to have to explain to me why they felt the need to do this. Hey, we want to let you know what a guy sounded like 3,000 years ago. Probably sounded like sound like a guy. Or are there mummies that I don't? Is there really a mummy? Was you know what's his face? The guy, the actor. I can't remember his name.
Oh, Brendan Fraser.
Was Fraser right? We should be worried. Was Brendan Fraser right?
Or Tom Cruise?
Oh, please don't bring up that movie.
Oh, sorry, nobody my else bad. Yeah.
Nobody else seems to.
This is awesome. What are you talking about? This is like groundbreaking stuff, BJ.
He's a guy. It's like, what did a guy sound like 3,000 years ago? He sounded like probably a guy. It didn't sound like that.
You don't think our voices and the way we talk and the way we sound has evolved over the course of our lives?
Maybe the language.
Like accents. I mean, why do certain areas
okay,
have
so
accents?
This is what we did?
Yeah. What do you want for dinner tonight? All right, okay. What do you want for dessert?
All right, King Todd.
You should go check out a movie afterwards? All right, good. Good talk, hon.
Wow, King Todd, he's my favorite honky. I mean, I don't really understand this. Somebody paid these people money for this? Is that what is it? Please tell me there's
no. Yeah, that's
no
how science works.
Please, but wouldn't you wait? Me. Like, if you're like, dude, we can't put that out just yet. We can't.
Yeah,
they
paid
a lot
you.
Of money. I'm not proud of this.
I'm look. I could be a bonehead, and I'm missing something.
Yes, you could be.
Yeah. Oh, you're telling me this? Okay. Yeah. All right, there, Dr. Science.
I think what's happening is this is history right here. We're learning about our forefathers.
Brr. Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
This is big news, bro.
I really don't see
a
this.
A team of scientists.
A
got
team
this
of scientists. Done. These people should be really just taken to Idiot Island and they can live happily ever after.
I do think it's interesting. They reproduced it by making a 3D printing of his vocal or its vocal tract.
And that's all they can...
Well, it's just the start. Maybe he'll release his mixtape in a couple weeks.
Yeah. So this is the sound of his voice. Maybe that's all it is that's the sound. I guess. Okay.
Science!
Yeah. I guess if that's exactly how he sounded, like if I went, meh, and then, you know, 3,000 years later, you go, hey, look what we can do, and you hear, meh, you what, go, that does sound like BJ.
Oh, yeah, I mean, what about, they went all his, like, mummy relatives for years. They wondered
mummy
what
relatives,
great,
yeah.
Great, 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 great grandmummy sounded
yeah.
like.
Yeah. This is great stuff. This is fantastic. This is what we're spending our money on. I don't know. Maybe this will help people that have damaged vocal cords or something. Maybe that's what this will be. I don't know.
I hope that's the plan. Like we can figure out a way to fix somebody's voice with 3D printing. While we're at it, let's see if we can figure out how to make a mummy sound again.
Meh.
No?
No. Yesterday, Steve, he got this one wrong.
Diabetes develops as a result of the problem with which organ in the body?
The liver.
No.
The kidney. Pee-pee.
No.
The pee-pee.
No.
That was not me.
Oh, okay.
All right.
The stomach.
No.
Yeah. The pee-pee was a better answer than that. We were looking for pancreas, Steve. Come on. All right, fine. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. Play Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.